Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1126. We'll learn today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zizel. Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rufu Shalema Yehuda Ben Masha Shetakav Rufu Shalema B'Soich Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad trapping. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about this a Ramah. And now with Simon Shin Tes Zion Sif Gimel at the towards the end. The Ramah talks about a very important Yesoid concept, actually, which I just want to begin today. It's a lot of information over there in reference to the case is a fly. There's some flies in a box, right? And somebody, let's say in a shoebox, for example, right? It does make a difference as to what type of box, by the way, which we'll talk about. We started talking about, in other words, a larger box. The larger the box, for example, the less chance that we say that this fly is considered trapped at all, because of the fact that trap means that you're able to swipe to grab it in one shot. Large boxes in a fly, they move fast and so on, which we'll talk about. The smaller the box, the better the chances are that it's quote unquote trapped. What personal list? What do you mean by trapped? If I close the box, it's trapped and finished. No, trap means the larger the space, right? Trapped in general, we said means that you catch it in one run, one jump, one swipe. So the larger the space, the less chance of catching it in one swipe, in one run. You know, when we say one run, it's like one swipe or so on. So then it's not, then it will only be trapped, considered, midrabanan. Okay, but be it as it may, let's just see, how he talks about that. So first of all, keeping in mind flies, as we spoke about, was a ene mina nitzayt. It's not the type of, creature that is in general is trapped, whereby somebody takes it to use it for themselves. So, Bechlal, to start with, it's a derabanan. And the Ramah says an interesting thing, that so we say that, good, you can trap flies, right? And just in general, I want to trap a fly, even though it's a enem in an inside, it's not a creature that's usually trapped, but still we say we're not allowed to trap them midrabanan. So the Ramah says, interesting, that v'lochin yesh l'zosh lo lizgar, one has to be careful not to close the lizgar teva katana, a small box. We see how he says the word teva katana, a small box. Because a larger box is already, you have two pluses. Number one, it's ena mina nitzayt, meaning it's not a creature that's usually trapped. Number one. Number two, it's not really considered trapped bechlal, because of the fact that a person on a larger box, a fly, you can't catch it in one swipe. So you have already two derabbanans. Okay, but be it as it may, that's much easier. But a small box, right, like a shoe box or this type of thing, a fly is there. And what do I want to do now? I want to just close the box. So he says, v'lochin yesh lizosh lizgar teva katana. Oy listam kalim, or let's say I have a fly inside of a container, right? There's a container. I have a container sitting on the counter. It's open, and there's a fly flies in. Oh, so I want to get rid of it. So what do I want to do? I want to close the container to catch it. Okay, I want to get rid of it, whatever, to throw it, you know, to let it fly out somewhere, whatever the case is. But the question is, now the person trapped it. So is that a problem? So the Ramah Taka says, yeah, v'lochein yesh lizosh lelizgo teva katana oy listem kelim shezvuvim boi b'shabbos. If there's a fly or some sort of a fast-moving insect like a fly, but let's try and stick to a fly, on Shabbos one has to be careful, the psikresha sheitzaydu sham, because it's a psikresha that one captures it there. In other words, let's say I have my utensil. There's a fly inside, and I just want to close the utensil because I don't want it to get dusty, right? But there's a fly inside. One second. You have a small little utensil, container is sitting on the counter, and I want to close it so it doesn't get dirty or whatever. But now there's a fly in there, so you can't just go ahead and close it. Okay, so that's what Ramah is saying. So that's the first sheet in the Ramah. Then the Ramah brings v'yesh mekilim, that there are those who are a little bit more makel. Why? B'makam she'im yiftach akli litlam misham yivrechu. In other words, if it's a type of a thing, like in the case of a fly, which we'll discuss what this is all about, that there are those who are makel, that if I open it up, right, I take a look inside, where's the fly holding? You know, he flies right out. Why? Because the fly is fast and small, and you can't keep him inside. As soon as you open up that container to take a look inside, he's out of there. So it was never considered trapped in the first place. So this is the Ramah. He brings down the two different sheets. It's very, very interesting. And there's a lot of various different Torah written on these this case, actually, in reference to Psik Resha with two Drabanans and how it works. But we'll see. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it. But first, let's first see the simple case. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, interesting case. Let's first take it at face value, as they say in English. He says, first of all, Shalo Yilizgar, right? So we said, don't close it. The Ramah said, the first sheet that says not to close the box. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, and Sifkat and Yudalid, have a fly, flew in the container, flew in the box, finished. Don't close it. Be careful not to close it, even though you might be closing it for another reason, because it's automatically, it will be trapped. You want to close it? Make sure you stick a knife or something else between the cover and between the box. So therefore you have some sort of an opening. In other words, there's a little bit of an opening. The fly wants, he can fly out of there. He doesn't want, he doesn't fly out. So it was never really trapped in the first place, because lemaisa, the fly could just, you know, shoot out through the hole. Why? Because I stuck a knife or something else, or a fork. Well, it doesn't have to be with Afghan knife. I stuck something, a shum dover, he says, between the cover and the box itself. So therefore, there's a little bit of an opening, and there's a chance that it could just go ahead and escape. Then he goes on to say further, does Ramah, v'chein im yesh, does the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein im yesh, chor cotton, also if there's a small hole, bateva, in the box, right? Let's say, I'll close the box. But there's little, I'm closing the shoebox, I'm closing the container, I don't want to get dusty, there's a fly inside. And there's a little hole now, so there's a little hole, so that's no problem. So that's also fine. V'chein im yesh, chor cotton, bateva. There's a little hole in the box, so that's no problem, because the flies just fly out through the hole. Even though the fly that's in there, right, or the few flies that are in there, it's not so clear to those flies. It's like a hole off to the side somewhere. Afilohachi would be okay. Mutter, he says, because now it's not a psikresha anymore. It's not considered whereby they're automatically trapped, because technically they could just fly out and run out. Good, you'll tell me that the fly does really see it. Whatever the case is, whatever the reason, but if the fly could fly out, it's not 100% trapped, and therefore we say that it's not does not become a psikresha. That's what he says. And the fly could just fly out, so that would not be considered trapped either. Okay, so we'll stop here. There's a lot more to talk about. We want to talk about the second sheet, which holds that the fly is never considered trapped at all, because as soon as you open it up to take a peek inside, the fly flies out. So just to sum up what we have today, in reference to the first sheet, I want us to be careful. First sheet in the Ramah, there's a fly in a box, a container, something along those lines, and it's anything else in conjunction with a fly. If it's a slow-moving thing, the halachas will be a little bit different, obviously, but a regular fly, I want us to be careful not to close the box. I want us to be careful not to close the container, because thereby, automatically, even though you might be closing it for a different reason, to be thin and get dusty, whatever the case is, you would be automatically trapping the fly inside the box or inside the container. Okay, we'll discuss this case a little bit more upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.